goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Daryl, Garryl, Pass, Pass, date of birth 11/17/1961. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Pass with current stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of rhabdomyolysis in 1997. He surprisingly had an elevated creatinine level at the end of August. It was August 30th, and he had never been this high before, not since the original rhabdomyolysis and subsequent kidney damage. But the creatinine was 2.63, and estimated GFR was down to 27. He had been on some cascara bark, buckthorn bark, and licorice root, as well as a multivitamin and testosterone boost capsule. He had stopped all of those medications when we called him also. And then we asked him to have the labs rechecked in a few weeks to see if there had been some, will be, improvement. And there was slight improvement when he rechecked him on 9/13. Creatinine improved from 2.63 to 2.56, so from 27 GFR to 28. Albumin was 4.1, calcium 9.7, sodium 133, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 28, phosphorus 3, and intact parathyroid hormone 113.6. Hemoglobin was 14.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. However, those labs are not back to normal. He generally ranges between 1.7 to 1.9. He was up as high as 2 in 2021, but then the next check was back down to 1.6. So this is slightly higher than we like it, and we believe it may be secondary to the supplements. Otherwise, his review of systems is completely negative, and he feels very good. Physical exam, actually medications. He's on Cozaar 100 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide is 12.5 milligram daily, Tylenol for pain if needed, and Lipitor 40 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 210 pounds, pulse 66, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs were previously described. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with slight improvement in creatinine levels. Most likely this was secondary to the supplement use that he had started. Hopefully the next lab a month later from now will be improved. So we will continue monthly labs until the lab values get back to baseline. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit in this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.